Hi, and welcome back to the Introduction to Hyper-V Jumpstart. I'm Simon Perriman. Once again, I'm here with Jeff Woolsey, and we're going to be now talking in this module all about System Center 2012 Virtual Machine Manager and how that relates to our Hyper-V deployment. Now, System Center Virtual Machine Manager, this is essentially our Hyper-V management component at scale. So if you're working with a single isolated environment, a couple of hosts, go ahead, use Hyper-V Server. Go use Failover Cluster Manager. When you start to get to the enterprise level, you're managing dozens of Hyper-V hosts, perhaps even hundreds, with thousands of virtual machines. This is where Virtual Machine Manager can kind of fit in and offer you this broad management with a lot of additional features from a single location. Now, we're going to first cover a brief overview of what is VMM, then talk about deployment, talk about this new concept of service templates, which is essentially a collection of different virtual machines that are managed as a single unit. Of course, we can't leave out clustering here. And finally, we're going to talk about some monitoring and management with VMM. So where does VMM fit in with the private cloud? Well, what we see in today's data center are these really siloed pools of resources. You've got some racks here, you've got some VMware, some Citrix, different hypervisors, different types of storage. And with a traditional data center, they're managed individually. You have your storage guys that manage just the storage. Network guys, network. VM, just VM. But with Virtual Machine Manager, we really wanted to centralize the management of all of these components and be able to pool the resources so that we can manage storage as a single logical unit. So when you need more storage, you don't have to think, oh, which array am I going to? Is it here? Is it here? You can just say, I need storage. It's all managed as a single pool of resources, and we can go and easily deploy and utilize that. This is with this concept of private cloud of pooled resources. Now, this gives us the ability to abstract these resources into what we call clouds. Now, we talked a lot about clouds earlier, public cloud, private cloud, but we're going to use cloud in a little bit of a different context here. With cloud, it's essentially an organizational unit within Virtual Machine Manager where you can assign particular resources to. So maybe you have a data center in North America, in Europe, in Asia. You might want to make each of those separate clouds so that if you're deploying a new virtual machine deploying a new virtual machine in Singapore, you make sure that you get the library server that's located in Singapore. You use storage that's located in Singapore, just so that things function as optimally as possible. You also see a lot of customers break these down by different business units. So you have engineering. They have the best hardware, the fastest servers, the best networking. And then human resources. We'll give them the junk stuff that we can't even get rid of. People won't even recycle it. And so you could assign those different clouds to those different units. That way, your human resources, they only consume resources assigned to them, while engineering, they get all of the nice, good, state-of-the-art products. And this is related to our ability to delegate capacity. So we say a particular user within the cloud can actually use only a certain amount of resources. So perhaps my engineering cloud has the capacity to run 100 virtual machines, but we don't want any particular user, any particular engineer, to use more than 10 of those virtual machines. Well, we still have the ability to delegate this capacity even within our cloud. And then the final concept that we really like to think about with Virtual Machine Manager and private cloud is this concept of services. Now, when we first built our virtual machines back in 2008 R2, we really abstracted the VM from the individual server. But over time, we realized that these virtual machines, they actually were more than just a single server. You often had multi-tiered applications. There'd be a back-end database, a middle integration tier, a front-end web server, and we now want to be able to manage those as a single logical unit. So when we go and deploy this service, we go and deploy your front-end, middle tier, back-end at the same time. And we're going to actually demo this a little later, deploying a three-tiered application using Virtual Machine Manager. So really, the goals that we made moving into this private cloud concept was making sure that your infrastructure is flexible. You can use what you want when you want it. We wanted to make sure that we offered standardization, and this way, we can deliver the same results every single time. Now, one of the problems that we heard from a lot of customers, this challenge between our developers and our IT department, was that when they wanted something to be deployed, they would get an inconsistent service experience. So first time they picked up the phone, they spoke to John, they asked to deploy a service. He took out his KB article, went through all the steps, 1, 2, 3, and went through this manual configuration process. A week later, the developer calls the IT department again, speaks to Susie. She goes through the process. It should, in theory, be the same steps. But in the end, the services are behaving differently. And that makes it tough to troubleshoot. You know, when a service is performing incorrectly, is it because the developer wrote bad code? Probably. Or is it because the IT department did something bad and misconfigured some of the networks? And so this led to a lot of finger pointing. Developers said, oh, you deployed my app badly. IT guy said, ah, your app's garbage, it's slow. And so with this release, with Virtual Machine Manager, we want to build standardization as a key principle of the private cloud. We deploy it once together. Dev and IT sit down, they figure out the design, the virtual networks, the storage it needs, the amount of hosts, the type of capacity. We save that into a template. Then the next time, pick up the phone, say, I want template one, boom. I want template one, boom. Every single time, we get a consistent deployment and a consistent service experience. This reduces the time it takes to deploy these products, and it reduces support costs because things are no longer configured. You're no longer doing network traces, running perfmon to try to figure out where the issue is, because we know that that service has been deployed the correct way. Now, we also want to talk about optimizing our virtualization management. We really want to make this highly available, make it flexible, make it dynamic. So as a particular host may be reaching maximum capacity, we can proactively detect that and start to move our virtual machines over to a different host. Now, we've recently released System Center 2012 Service Pack 1. And we strongly encourage all of our customers out there to use Service Pack 1, because it now supports Windows Server 2012 and SQL Server 2012. So you can take advantage of all of these great features that Jeff and I have been discussing throughout the rest of this jumpstart. Now, let's take a brief look at the Virtual Machine Manager architecture and really try to understand what are all these different components that make this data center-ready virtualization management unit. Well, the first thing is the VMM management server. This is what we log into to go and operate everything. Where we want to go deploy new VMs, new services, this is basically our management console. And all of the data that we use here is stored on a SQL Server database. Now we can use SQL Server 2012, which has full support for all of the latest and greatest SQL features, such as always-on technology. Now, on top of that, the actual full graphical user interface for Virtual Machine Manager was built using PowerShell. And so what that means is every action that you can take in the graphical user interface actually has a PowerShell commandlet associated with it. So anything you do in the UI, you can actually script and repeat in PowerShell. And we even made this easy for you. Whenever you go through a wizard in Virtual Machine Manager, such as deploying a new VM, at the end of the wizard, there's going to be a little button that says Show Script. You click that, and it will actually print out the entire PowerShell script of all those different configuration options you had. Simply save that script. You know, go and update the variables, so update the server name, the VM name, and then you can have automation built in. So we're now basically writing scripts for you based on actions which you take in the UI. Now, there's a few additional System Center components which connect into Virtual Machine Manager. First is App Controller. This is a brand new component in System Center 2012, which is our web-based self-service portal. Now, in our previous releases of Virtual Machine Manager, there was a solution accelerator available called the VMM Self-Service Portal. That's gone now. We've essentially upgraded this, made it a much better utility, first-class citizen, and now using this web-based interface, you can actually access all of your virtual machines, services, whether it's in your public cloud or your private cloud. But hold on, we're going to be talking about App Controller and showing a demo in our next module. We have the graphical user interface. And then, of course, we can also connect with Operations Manager. And we have a lot of integration with them as well. Now, System Center Operations Manager is our monitoring service. You basically can go and deploy agents on our virtual machines, on our Hyper-V hosts, on our clusters. You can set metrics and thresholds, and it will continually monitor these services and applications, keep track of data, and store that data so it's available for reports. Now, if you set thresholds, such as, I don't know, when my memory goes over 75% of a host, it can then go and trigger actions, such as moving virtual machines around, creating IT service tickets. You name it, if there's a programmatic interface, we can manage it. Now, on top of Virtual Machine Manager, while we can manage our VMs and our services, we connect through everything through our storage and our network, one of the key architectural components. Now, Virtual Machine Manager also has some great deployment capabilities. You could deploy a virtual machine, pretty standard, but now you can even deploy a Hyper-V host. Okay, Windows Deployment Service can do that, but what's really unique about VMM is you can actually deploy a host from bare metal. And I'm going to demo this really shortly, but you can essentially plug in a server, go through a few steps of a wizard, and it will install the operating system, join the domain, add unique characteristics to that server. So we tied in well with the Windows Deployment Server. We can add patches with Windows Server Update services. And then we use what we call our VMM library to actually store all of our images. So you have VHD files, you have ISOs, you have templates. We store all of this inside our VMM library server, which is essentially a file server. And guess what? You can even cluster that file server for additional high availability. After this, we'd actually look at what we can manage using our virtualization layer. We, of course, have our Hyper-V clusters, our Xen clusters, and our VMware servers and VMware clusters. Now, one thing you'll notice here is this layer of VMware vCenter. Now, this is very important. If you're managing VMware, we still have a dependency to have vCenter in the environment. And the reason for this is the ESX hosts, they actually don't have a programmatic interface which VMM can directly communicate to. So VMM has to speak to vCenter. vCenter then speaks to the individual hosts. So when we say go deploy a new VM, go import a template, go patch yourself, we're essentially telling the vCenter server that, and then vCenter goes and communicates that down level. With Citrix, we have no dependency on Xen Center. We can directly communicate with the Xen servers. Now, let's switch over to the demo, and I'm going to briefly walk you through our Virtual Machine Manager GUI here. Alrighty. So what I have here, this is System Center Virtual Machine Manager, and this is actually running within a VM. Now, I've seen a lot of questions already asking, can I deploy all these different System Center components within virtual machines? Absolutely. And you actually get a lot of nice advantages of doing that because virtual machines, they're mobile, they're highly available. So you can live migrate your configuration manager server, and you can manage all of these different entities within separate virtual machines. So again, this VMM server is running inside a VM. Now, here at the top, you can see what we call a cloud. Now, remember this concept of clouds that we talked about. It's a logical management unit which aggregates all of our resources. And under a cloud, you can actually set a lot of properties. So we can specify what resources are available to our clouds, such as different logical networks or load balances. So I've made Windows Server NLB available in this cloud. We could go and configure different storage that this has access to. We can configure our library server or multiple servers. So this is basically, for this particular cloud, which library can it go and communicate with? Which library can it pull the ISO files or the VHDs from? We can set capacity. So within this cloud, what's the maximum number of VMs we can deploy? Virtual networks, memory, storage. And we can even define a custom quota. So let's say that you're a private cloud offering services to different groups. Well, you can set your own value for the service, bronze, silver, gold, assign custom points, and manage everything through the single interface. Final one I'm going to show you here are our capability profiles. This is where you can specifically manage different hypervisors or say that a particular cloud can use one, two, or all the different hypervisors. And so when we want to go deploy a new set of VMs, let's say I have this option of using all three hypervisors, We're going to go look at the performance of each of those individual hosts, and we're then going to go ahead and just pick the best host, best hypervisor to go and deploy it to. So I'm going to quickly save out of that. And also on here, you're going to notice our logical management unit for all of our different hosts and all of our different different clusters. So here I have a cluster that I've added, just a two-node cluster, nothing special, but I can manage this as a single unit. Now, under the fabric, this is where we actually pool together all of the different components in our data center. You can see my clusters. Here you can see my library servers. We can see our Pixie boot servers. So if I want to do automated deployments, I can connect to the Pixie server and go download images. I can access my update servers. So if I'm doing automated patching, I can go pull the baselines and the different patching profiles from my update server. I have vCenter servers, VMM servers. And then within my networks, I have the ability to actually use network virtualization. So here, I get a single network. I can carve it up into smaller pieces and essentially assign different values, different priorities to each of these. So within my first network, I've broken it into a cluster network, a host network, and a service or virtual machine network. We could configure our MAC addresses, configure load balances, storage. So there's quite a lot of functionality just built into this fabric management. As we go and explore the library here, you can see different types of templates that we have. Now, I mentioned earlier this concept of a service template, which is a collection of VMs. I'm going to demo that shortly, but this is where they're all stored. Additionally, we have what are called profiles. So a profile is basically a set of metrics, a set of parameters that you can assign and apply to an image. So for my guest OS profile, for example, let's go and take a look at my SQL server. What this is going to do is actually show me these pre-configured options for this guest operating system that's going to be running SQL. So I can assign it identity, passwords, product keys, time zones. Oh, and look, I can even pre-install different roles and different features. So when I go and deploy this service again and again, all of this information gets pre-configured. Now, additionally, you can add scripts as well. So if you need customization, such as the first time that you log onto this server, it needs to join a domain, it needs to sign up for a security group, we can handle all of that directly in here. Finally, we see jobs, and jobs are basically actions which are taking place. So when I want to do an operation, I get told whether the job is successful, whether it's failed, and we get some detailed information about the problems. And then, of course, I can manage my different user roles and different settings here. Now let's close out of that, jump back to the PowerPoint, and talk a little more about deployment. Now, when you actually go and add a new host into VMM, it will automatically check whether the Hyper-V role is installed. If it isn't, it's automatically going to install it. So no real special considerations here. Easy to use, automatically gets installed. Now, let's say you have a fully physical environment. You're gradually moving towards virtualization. You've run the Microsoft Assessment Planning Toolkit, which tells you which servers are optimized for virtualization. And then we can use this utility that's built into Virtual Machine Manager to convert physical to virtual, P to V, or virtual to virtual, V to V. And so using this utility, we can convert VMware virtual machines to Hyper-V virtual machines. We could convert virtual server 2005 VMs to Hyper-V. So some nice additional utilities built straight into Virtual Machine Manager, which you can only get with this product. Now, let's jump into the bare metal deployment here. Now, this is really an exciting feature, especially if you're really trying to go through this concept of private cloud with modularized hardware. Remember when we were talking earlier about the Fast Track program, where you can go and order a cluster. You can almost order an entire private cloud. You plug it in, redundant power supplies, redundant internet connections. From this point, there's no operating system installed. However, each of these servers, they have what's called a baseboard management controller, BMC. And what this essentially does is it allows us to interact with some basic commands with the server, such as assigning it an IP address or telling it what image it should use when it boots. After this, we could take advantage of this technology, communicating to the baseball management controller, and go ahead and actually deploy this virtual machine. We use Pixieboot to go and install images, and we can also customize our scripts. But rather than talk about it, let's actually go ahead and show this in action. I'm going to go ahead and show you a bare metal deployment here. Okay, so what I have, I'm back in Virtual Machine Manager. There's actually a different VMM instance at a different lab where I have some brand new servers that I'm going to plug in. And right now, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go and add this brand new server that we just attached pretty recently. So I'm going to say I want to go and add a new Hyper-V host. And it gives me a couple of options. It says, is this Windows Server? I'd also have the option of adding VMware or Citrix if I wanted. I'm going to say this is a brand new physical computer. It's going to be a Hyper-V host. It asked me to assign a Runners account. So I'm just going to use my default domain Runners account. And now it tells me or asks me which protocol do I want to use to actually go and communicate with its BMC, its Baseboard Management Controller. And so we use the standard industry protocols here, IPMI or SMASH. Or we can even use a custom protocol. So I'm going to go and use my Contoso protocol because I know I have a very good success rate with this one. Now, next thing it says is, OK, we know how you're going to try to communicate with this server. It's plugged in. It has an internet connection, a network connection. And so it has an IP address assigned to it. Let's actually go out and discover all of these different IP addresses for these brand new servers. Now, if I knew the actual IP address, I could specify that. Or we can actually go and enter a range of IP addresses, as I'm going to go do in this case. It's going to go scan the environment and offer all of these brand new hosts using all these different IP addresses that I can select. And so I want to go and use my .201. So again, plugged in a new server, got details about it, assigned an IP address to it. And now we're going to go ahead and be able to configure some deployment information. So this is asking me whether I want to keep a static IP address, which I do. And now it asks me to provide some unique identifying features for it. So here's the chance where I can basically customize this server by first providing it with a computer name, providing it with a MAC address, and providing it with its IP address if I wanted to change it. Because remember, that initial 201 was automatically assigned. In this case, that's fine. We'll go ahead and keep the same IP address. I click Next, confirm the settings. And now our new node will be scanned, it will be added to the environment, and it will actually be deployed as a brand new Hyper-V host. From here, I could go ahead and join it to a cluster. I could go and install different types of features and roles, whatever I want. I'm now managing this brand new server using Virtual Machine Manager. Now, as part of this customization during the deployment, you have the ability to run scripts more or less whenever you want. So if you need to do some pre-installation scripts, some post-installation scripts, you can do that. Again, you can specify all of these details for this particular host. Computer name, password, location, local admin, things like that. You can then specify application settings, such as SQL connection strings, registry keys. And you can then take a copy of that and reuse that again and again as a template, if you wish. So let's go on and talk a little bit about clustering and how clustering fits in with Virtual Machine Manager. Well, we use failover clustering once again, the Windows Server product that we discussed earlier, optimized for Hyper-V. And VMM can manage clusters just like it can manage standalone hosts. But it actually offers a more advanced set of features that come just with Windows Server 2012 failover clustering. So we have our automatic management. We can automatically detect configuration changes. And we can even make our VMM server highly available. And so what this means is you can actually install the VMM server role directly on a cluster node. So if that node crashes, that VMM server role, our VMM management server, can fail over between the different roles. Our library server, which is a file share, that can be clustered. Our database can be clustered using SQL high availability. And we can even get more performance using our System Center Operations Manager integration. So if any part of the cluster starts to become unhealthy, we can send an alert. We could go and fix that issue up front. Now, we had a couple of questions earlier asking us, is there any built-in cluster placement logic? So for example, I have a VM that I'm deploying on my cluster. Which node does it go on? Or let's say that one of my nodes crashes. I have a couple of VMs that need to move somewhere else in my fabric. Which nodes do those move to? Well, Virtual Machine Manager has a concept called intelligent placement. And with intelligent placement, you can customize the importance of different hardware components when the VMM server thinks about placement. So you're deploying a new virtual machine using VMM. It will use this logic to figure out which host. You live migrate a VM, figures out which host. A server crashes, VMs come online, it figures out which host. And so depending on where you find your bottlenecks to be in your environment, perhaps in memory, CPU, network, or storage, you can assign different values to those. And so the VMM server will place different resources and move them around based on these values. So let's say, for example, you say memory is my biggest bottleneck. Memory is the most important thing for me. Well, I have a 4-node cluster. I'm going to deploy a new VM to it. It figures out which of those nodes has the most free memory, and that's the one that it picks. It places it intelligently. Now, all of this is done using there's a nice, easy-to-use interface where they show stars. 5 stars meaning ideal candidate, 0 stars meaning probably not going to be the best host based on your metrics. Now, failover clustering, we got a lot of great feedback on this in this feature. And so we actually brought a little bit of the logic right into the core Windows Server 2012 product. Now, when you do a live migration using Failover Cluster Manager, there's actually an option to pick the best node. And after going through a lot of data, we realized the biggest constraint that our customers had with their resources in a virtualized environment was memory. Which node has the most free memory? And so this is not configurable in Failover Cluster Manager, but we use the logic of finding the node with the most free memory, and we automatically move the virtual machines to that node. So it's kind of like almost a baby version of this intelligent placement feature. Now in System Center 2012 Virtual Machine Manager, we added dynamic optimization. And this basically took this this intelligent placement one step further. Now what intelligent placement did in the past was when someone said, hey, move a VM, it would go pick the best VM. But we wanted to have this done automatically. So when one host starts to get overloaded, it will automatically spread the VMs out, move them to different hosts to help balance the capacity. It does this, of course, using live migration for no downtime. And you have options to configure its aggressiveness, which means what type of thresholds do you want to set? How often do you want to live migrate? The more aggressive you set it, the more live migrations there will be, but the more balanced the cluster will be. Now, there is a feature in our old version of System Center called Performance and Resource Optimization that essentially did the same thing. It would look for thresholds, and then it would go and perform actions and rebalance the cluster. However, Performance and Resource Optimization, it had a dependency on Operations Manager. Basically, Operations Manager was doing the monitoring. Operations Manager would send an alert to Virtual Machine Manager and tell Virtual Machine Manager to load balance. But we had so many customers that had just Virtual Machine Manager that we said, you know what, let's bring it just into this VMM product. So you can use dynamic optimization entirely independently without having any other System Center components installed. Now the next step of dynamic optimization is power optimization. And to use this feature, you do need to have dynamic optimization enabled. What power optimization will do is it will turn off unused hosts. So, you know, let's say you're an industry that really runs from 9 to 5, you're really busy during the day, really quiet at night. Well, what we're trying to do here is save you some money. We're going to basically figure out if a server can be completely unused. We'll live migrate all of the VMs off it and basically put that server to sleep. Turn it off so it's not using storage, not using additional power. Now this is fully cluster aware, so it's not going to shut down too many nodes that it will take down the cluster. And you can schedule it so that it will only work during specific hours. But this can, you know, ultimately help you save money in your data center and help you with any green IT initiatives for any of you server huggers out there. Now VMM high availability itself. Talked about this a little already. The Virtual Machine Manager server can be placed directly on a cluster so it can fail over, be highly available. Now, one of the enhancements we added in this release was the ability to create a cluster using Virtual Machine Manager. In our old releases, you would go and create it using Failover Cluster Manager and then add it to VMM. Now, you just specify two Hyper-V hosts. You have the option to run the validation tests or not, but you of course want to do that. You always want to do that to be supported. And it will actually go through the process of creating the cluster for you and immediately adding it to VMM. So if you kind of take those steps of the bare metal deployment one step further, we can literally get a new rack of servers, plug in redundant power, redundant network connections, and automate the deployment of a specific image, install the Hyper-V role, the cluster feature, and build a 64-node failover cluster with just a few clicks. Pretty amazing here. Now, there's also the new types of live migration with Windows Server 2012, so we certainly wanted to take advantage of that in VMM, so these are fully supported. You can do the storage live migration, SMB live migration, and a shared nothing live migration from Virtual Machine Manager. Now, VMM in 2012 also has a feature called Update Management. And there's actually a bit of confusion that exists between the Cluster Update Management here in Virtual Machine Manager and Cluster Aware Updating in Windows Server 2012. Essentially, they do the same thing, they follow the same workflow, but they are actually different utilities. Now, the core difference here is that this Cluster Update Manager in Virtual Machine Manager, this will only patch hosts which it manages. So it patches Hyper-V clusters, Pixie servers, WSUS servers, basically all of those different types of servers that can be managed by VMM. But if you have a SQL cluster, no good. File cluster, no good, because VMM does not manage those. Now, if you use cluster-aware updating in Windows Server 2012, that will go and patch any cluster. So it will go and patch your SQL clusters, your file clusters, all of these different types of clusters. So you have a lot of different options here. Other big difference is Cluster Update Manager in Virtual Machine Manager, that can also automate the patching of Windows Server 2008 R2 clusters, whereas the product in Windows Server 2012 only patches those 2012 clusters. And important to note, it does not actually patch the virtual machines themselves, just the physical hosts. If you want to patch the virtual machines, we recommend checking out the Virtual Machine Servicing Tool, VMST, which will actually take an offline virtual machine, bring it online, apply a patch, reboot it, take it offline, put it back in the library, so that your offline images stay patched. Now let's go talk about service templates. Touched on this a little, but a service template gives us the ability to manage a multi-tiered application. We often see this front-end web server, back-end database, and then this middle tier that might be hosting the websites, run some business intelligence. But we want to be able to manage all of this as a single logical unit. Deploy it together, bring it online together, take it offline together, but still be able to have the granularity to peek within the template and scale out a particular tier. Now, I'm going to actually go through a demo of deploying a service in a minute, but what I want to show you here is that there's a built-in designer where you have lots of options for scheduling this, for scaling about, creating the different tiers, and assigning properties for all those different tiers. We're then going to take a look at actually deploying this service into one of my clouds. We get settings that we can configure, and we get to pick which cloud. So let me jump over to my final demo as part of this module, as we're actually going to go create and deploy a multi-tier service template. So I'm back in System Center Virtual Machine Manager, and I'm looking at my library server here. And what we can see is I have my application tier. This is an app template, so a single template, which includes my guest operating system, hardware profile, my web tier, and my SQL tier. And so we're going to put these together as a single logical management unit. So I'm going to say create a new service template. I get to assign it a name, call it my private cloud service, and I get to say whether it's single tier, two tier, three tier. But we want to impress you here, show you these great features in VMM. So we're going to go all out and do a three-tier application. Now what it does here is it basically gives you three different default units, first tier, second tier, third tier. And then it gives you your list of templates so that you can basically match which of these templates goes in which of these tiers. So let's see. First, I'm going to go and select my web tier. That's over here. My application tier. And then finally, my SQL tier. So here we go. I've got my three tiers: web, application, SQL. But what we also want to do here is actually go and configure some of the properties of a particular tier of a particular virtual machine. So remember, we're building this off a template, but that doesn't mean we cannot customize it further. So as I actually look, I get to see different types of options as far as the number of instances to use. But what I really like the most about this is the granularity that you can get through your application layer. So what I'm doing here is, within my virtual machine, I'm configuring applications that are going to live in here. I'm actually going to configure virtual applications, which are made from AppV packages. So going way back to the beginning, AppV gives you the ability to virtualize an application, abstract it from the underlying operating system, and really go and deploy it anywhere. And so what we're doing here is taking one of these packages and going and deploying it inside my VM. And you can see that I have the ability to run post-installation scripts, pre-installation scripts, and then even configure values such as my SQL connection strings, my passwords. So kind of a lot of nice options that I have here. Now I'm just going to save this. I'm going to resize it, and you can see that this is actually a reasonably complex deployment. So I have some of my virtual networks that are all connected here. I've got my three different tiers, and within the tier, I have my SQL databases and my application virtualization packages. So I basically created a mega template, this service. Next step, we're going to go ahead and deploy it to one of my clouds. So selecting this service here, we're going to say configure deployment. I'm going to go ahead and specify a name. I'm going to pick which part of the cloud, which host group I want to run this on. Click OK. And now we've basically, remember, we've created this template. Now we get to customize it even further. So we can provide unique information for this particular instance of this particular service. So I have some values pre-configured for my admin names, my admin passwords, and then all the different computer names for all the different servers as part of this application. So I've configured all of these different names. I'm going to resize. I'm going to say deploy the service. Click deploy. And now our application is going and being deployed inside my private cloud. I remember, we are managing this as a single logical unit. You're no longer building all these different VMs, trying to configure the networks. Remember, our goal here with Virtual Machine Manager is to have this standardization. So we build it once with our developers. That way, every single time we go and deploy it in the future, we get this consistency built right into the product. Now, last section that we're going to talk about with Virtual Machine Manager is covering some of our management and monitoring capabilities. Now, we kind of touched on this already, but System Center 2012 Virtual Machine Manager supports VMware and it supports Citrix. And our latest release, System Center 2012 Service Pack 1, supports the latest and greatest. It supports VMware 5.1. Now, please, if you like this jumpstart, this type of training, make sure you regularly check the Microsoft Virtual Academy for other types of jumpstarts, because we're coming out with some jumpstarts which are specifically focused on operating Virtual Machine Manager and VMware at the same time, and different tools and tricks to go and manage your VMware environment using System Center Virtual Machine Manager. Now, as part of this, we don't just monitor that, hey, we can deploy a virtual machine, but we still try to take advantage of the actual features built into these different hypervisors. So if you need to go and take one of your hosts offline for maintenance, whether it's an ESX host, a Xen server, a Hyper-V host, no problem. We could call a live migration, a vMotion, or a Xen motion, and move these resources around. We can have our multiple hypervisors in the same cloud, and we can deploy services to these different hypervisors. Now, one of the last features I'm going to talk about is our network monitoring capabilities here. Now, this is almost a tie-in with Operations Manager here, but what we've done is we can now go and deploy virtual networks using Hyper-V and Windows Server 2012 from Virtual Machine Manager. So the Hyper-V extensible switch that we were talking about earlier, we could go actually deploy these switches to our host straight from Virtual Machine Manager. Then Operations Manager can go and monitor these virtual machines and the actual virtual networks within a host. Now, final thing that we're going to talk about is how we actually go and update these different service templates. So I've got this multi-tier application running, front, middle, back. But what if I actually need to go and update the application in one of the tiers? Or what if I need to update the VM in a tier? Well, we have a built-in set of operations that help automate and streamline this process. So you have version 1.0 of my application, version 2.0. What we can actually do is deploy version 2.0 side by side, set up a load balancer, redirect clients from 1.0 to 2.0, set up a virtual network as well, and then decommission version 1.0 once all of the clients have left that original one. So we can basically do servicing with zero downtime to the entire service itself through a nice wizard to really add automation as part of this process. Now, one final thing to note, which is a lot of people get confused of, so it's worth bringing up here, is VMM checkpoints. Now, a little earlier we talked about snapshots using Hyper-V, where you could basically take a point-in-time shot of a virtual machine. In VMM, they're called checkpoints. What's the difference? Basically none. There's just different naming here. There's minimal impact of what one does, what the other does. So if you see this terminology, checkpoint, snapshot, you can use that interchangeably. Now, as I wrap this up, I hope you've really seen how Virtual Machine Manager can take your hypervisors and your virtualization experience to the next level. We're no longer managing individual hosts. We're really scaling up and managing multiple hosts simultaneously. Now, with System Center 2012 Service Pack 1, we're taking advantage of all the Windows Server 2012 features, Hyper-V extensible switch, new clusters, new monitoring, management, and deployment capabilities. And don't forget, if you already have investments in VMware, you already have investments in Citrix, don't need to throw it away because we're cross-platform from the metal up. Continue to integrate, continue to use that as part of our environment.
That was awesome, Simon. Hey, while he's taking a break and catching his breath, one thing I just want to remind everyone, don't forget about the online poll. Make sure you're checking that out. We'd love to get your input and feedback, all right? So we'll see you for the next round in our introduction to Hyper-V Jumpstart.